despite all the dangers, the Al-Fatiha Global and Aid for Syria team are making this journey because we recognise that there are millions of people that are suffering inside Syria, and there are hundreds of thousands that have been killed, and many of these refugees are sat in the freezing cold, have no food, little water, no security, being aerial bombarded from above. And at the end of the day, the international community, as we know, have been so slow to mobilize and to alleviate the suffering of the masses. Now, some people will argue, well, what can smaller aid agencies do when there's such a vast problem? We'd like to say that we're actively helping on the ground. We are minimizing risks to the team as much as possible, and we have done. This is not our first convoy. This is our fourth convoy this year, and any humanitarian who is going in as part of this convoy, and indeed of many of the UK convoys that have left even in this last week, will say that, you know, they're not prepared to sit back and watch these millions of people suffer and not do anything about it because the problem is so vast. Everybody is doing what they can in terms of helping on the ground in the areas that they're working in, and even if we can help alleviate the suffering of even a small few, even in the hundreds or even in the thousands, then we'd rather be a part of that effort to help those people than to just leave them to it.